Now it's time for the Tuesday Titter. Robbins, good morning, everyone. How are you? I hope you're doing well, enjoying your Tuesday. You're in it for the long haul. It's going to be a good day. The weather has turned. We are now feeling a bit of a relief from the cold snap that I flew into since I've been back from my vacation. And I've been off for a few weeks. I really intended to do the shows on the boat, the Sunday Swallow. What was the last one? I actually did get one recorded. I was very excited to figure it out, how to do it all on my phone. And then I was drunk every day, so I couldn't really. There was no focus. There was no focus, folks. No focus. So I had a bit of a tough time with that. If I'm being truthful, it's because I wanted, I think I got a Friday foreplay done. I don't even remember, but the Sunday Swallow I just posted, which is the Patreon channel for, this podcast, where you can pay like $1 a month and you get an extra bonus show personally made for you, the patron of the Patreon. Dun dun. I wanted to interview my sister, Rhonda. There was 14 of us who went on this cruise. I was on a cruise, Royal Caribbean cruise, Odyssey of the Seas. An 8-night adventure on the ocean, and it blew my mind. It blew all of our minds. If you ever do this, go as a big group. It was just so exciting, so much fun. Always someone to hang out and do something with all the activities. I'll get into the cruise, but I just want to just finish off what I was talking about. Finish it. I wanted to get Rhonda. I remember the next episode was the Sunday Swallow. I wanted to interview Rhonda. My sister is a Patreon member. She's part of the Super Sexy Six. And, we had the booze package. So pretty much all of us were drunk 24/7. And it was awesome. So I'll get into what I thought of the big cruise. I thought it was awesome. I had such a great time. It's like a floating community of about 5,000 people. It's a huge boat, huge ship. And on this ship, there was tons of things to do. And listen, there's 14 of us, so from like 10 years old to my mother, who's like 80. And, you know, my mother, there's a casino there. She was basically in the casino all day, all night. She kind of funded this whole thing. And we love her for it. And the best part was, you know, we're Irish, and St. Patrick's Day was celebrated on the second day of our cruise, and they whooped it up. They did it right. They had inflatable. On the ship, they have different bars. There's not just one bar. There's like a pub. There's a dance hall. There's a jazz club. There's like a nautical themed, all over the ship, right? And of course, with the drink pass, you just go, hello, I'd like a Jameson's on ice. And you show them the pass, and they go, yes, sir. And they give you your drink, and you're like, tally-ho, and that's it. It's great. And as I said, you carry it around with you. You take it anywhere you want. You can take it to the kids' pool and just sit there getting drunk by the kids. But yeah, St. Patrick's Day, like, my mom became a celebrity. This is kind of concise this story, but basically there's a singer guitar player played every day, and he was singing on St. Patrick's Day, the place is full, and one of the songs is Where the Fuck Is Alice or something like that, and one of our party jumped up and said, Alice funded all of us to be here, and like he'd go, so the guys like, go get her, they run in, they go get her, they bring her back, and he sings this song to my grandmother, and throughout the rest of throughout the rest of the trip, people would be saying like, hey Alice, where the fuck are you? Just like, she became a little bit of a celebrity. A lot of cool stuff happened on this trip. And not just like, a lot of cool stuff for like, for the entertainment, as far as like just luck. For instance, they did a parody of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So all the audience members put their, you know, they all put their, they're given a ticket, right? Like a raffle. And sure enough, my brother-in-law gets called out of two people who play that night. And he won the whole thing. It was awesome. It was great. So he won a big prize pack for that. My niece's boyfriend was part of the 3-on-3 basketball, and he got a little medal, and unfortunately, the dodgeball, the super ultimate dodgeball, we entered six of the 14 of us, including myself. We were a team, and we just didn't cut the top three. We were, came in fourth place, and I was horrible. I tried my best, but ooh, I had a 22-year-old spirit and a 54-year-old body, and oh, after that first game, I just was like, oh, this is not good. Plus, I forgot the rules of dodgeball. Seems it was when I was a kid, it was big rubber balls, and when you were knocked out, you went on the opponent's team on the sidelines, and you could shoot them from all angles, right? And that's just not what happens anymore. But c'est la vie, it was fun. Of course, there's trivia throughout the day, all these different little trivia games you could play in different bars and whatnot. I'm just trying to give you a rundown of what the ship is about now. Different activities. Yeah, as I said, they had game show parodies. They had a lot of like song parodies. As a matter of fact, an epic moment was we went to like the rock trivia thing where they would ask two people to come up and based on what, like they went through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 2000s. And two people come out of the audience and they're challenged on, you know, name the song and the artist, right? So for the 80s, I went up there. And the best part about this, you don't even have to really know because the bar helps you, right? So the bar is just, oh, it was guys versus girls too. So the guys are all just yelling out answers. So you don't even really have to think about it. But the final challenge, the one that's worth all the points, you have to run up. There's two microphones and you have to run across the dance floor. And the first person to say what the song is, yeah, they win. That gender wins. And whoa, I couldn't believe it. It was Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party, right? And if you know the song, it just starts off like, kick it, right? Then it goes in, but from that, I was like, knew instantly what it was, ran up to the microphone, yelled it into the mic, and I won a cool hat. A little merch, which I was like, what? That's awesome. Of course, it's Beastie Boys, right? How lucky can a guy get? What else? Just so many little things. There's a climbing wall. Didn't do it. There's one of those things where you put on a suit and you get into like a tube and you can skydive, but you're not moving, right? It's like all this wind propels you to stay up. Didn't do it. But I did do the flow rider. That's a perpetual wave. You can boogie board on it, on this thing. Isn't that crazy to have this, just like this wave machine? And I did do that and failed. But that's whatever. You just go up and do it again. It was so much fun. I did it because my kids loved it, and they wanted to see me fail at that thing and fall on my ass. So that was good. Another highlight of this boat was they have like kind of like this sphere attached to an arm. And you get into it, and it just it gives you like this bird's eye view of the boat. It just brings like what, another 50 feet in the air, probably higher than that. But no one would want to get on with me. I couldn't believe it. No one would want to do it with me. Yeah. So I ended up doing that though. That was cool. I'll probably make one of those photos, the photo accompanying this episode, so you can get an idea of how high in the air I was. What else was there? The food was so mediocre. I imagine they do it because they do have other restaurants that you have to pay to go into. And why would you do that if it's all free food? Because it's mediocre food. Basically, they had a buffet room, the morning buffet room, like it's a big ass buffet room. Plus, they had a few other spots on the boat where you could go for breakfast, where it's still little buffets. Just they spread out the food really well. They had the main dining hall, which was two levels, because that's what we did every dinner. We all sat as a table of 14, and just to be all together at once every day, that was really awesome. They have these specialty eateries. Like there's this late night, there's just like a pizza shop that has pepperoni and cheese and vegetarian pizza, which is open all the time. There's a taco bar, which was, you know, that's the only place that had hot sauce, by the way. It was killing me. We only had Tabasco, except for this taco bar. They had all these different flavors of hot sauce, which was cool. They had, what else? Oh, and then they just had, like, they had a Starbucks, which was funny. You had to pay for the Starbucks, but they had two other places where you can get lattes that you didn't have to pay if you bought the drink package. And of course the pools, there are pools. There's like three pools plus a solarium pool that, there's a section only for adults, which was nice, you know, like we can just don't have to worry about little kids running around. I don't know. I didn't really have to worry about that. It was awesome hanging out with my nieces and nephews. Oh God, my nephew, Sweet D. For some reason, early in the trip, he lifted my hat and goes, "Shine bright like a diamond." And that was a running gag, you know, obviously because of diamonds, bald head, blah, blah. Yes, I'm bald. Balding, not bald. So that was just a running joke. That was hilarious. Taught the kid backgammon, which was awesome. He was interested. What else did we do on this crazy ass boat? We did a lot of drinking. As I said, it's so cool because you could just order whatever you want. You want to try something new? You want a white zombie? Is that a drink? It's a band. Rob Zombie. Yeah, you can order whatever you want. I just stuck to my Jameson's on ice, which did great. Because I'll tell you one thing, we ate so much food, I went into this going, okay, well, if I'm going to eat all this food, then I have to go to the gym. They have this really cool gym. It's on the top floor of the boat near the front. And I'm like, I'm going to do the elliptical every day. And sure enough, I did. And the first 2 days were hard because I didn't have, I wasn't using music. It was so, I'm like, this is so boring. I hate it so much. But then once I put in my AirPods or, you know, once I was playing The Hip and Beastie Boys, it was real easy to be on that elliptical and not hungover too. It's that ice, not just whatever. So I managed to do that every day. I was so happy. But also at the same time, on these ellipticals, once you finish, it tells you your stats. So it says, oh, you powered a light bulb for 20 minutes. I'm like, whoop-de-doo. But it also has like, you burned 157 calories. And you're like, that's it? I'm sweating over here. That's it? I'm like, wow, that took care of those two donuts. Robins. Oh, Robins, how I missed you. Yeah, so it was a great trip. Lots of fun. But I am glad to be back. Eight nights are perfect. Eight nights are perfect for a trip. Kind of ended a bummer note because my daughter, you know, we stopped at Aruba, we stopped at Curacao, just, you know, like touristy places, really beautiful, you know, mountainous little towns, I guess. And then on the last day, my daughter, she, all these girls, they have like charm bracelets, right? It's a silver charm bracelet. I even bought my daughter like a little Aruba charm for her bracelet. And at the stop, she got these little string bracelets that say Aruba or wherever the stop was. And I don't know what she was thinking, but she brought it. Also, the other thing they had are these productions. We saw The Book, which was basically kind of like a Cirque du Soleil type of show, just people doing aerobatics. Aerobatics? I should know this. Ariel hanging off the, you know, strings coming down from the ceiling and flipping and dancing and... The last show, I didn't attend the last one, just because there's always things conflicting too, which was tough. Sometimes you had to really decide what you wanted to do. But they had a show that kind of was all about dance through the ages, and you'd think they'd be right up my alley, but why didn't I? I don't know, I had to pack or something. But what I'm getting at is my daughter went, she brought her little fanny pack with all her jewelry and stuff, and sure enough, the next day she's like, oh my God, I left it on the floor of the theater. And we spent a good hour and a half talking to all the employees who might have seen it. They didn't see it. So they gave me a phone number. I called the number when I got back to Winnipeg. And I'm like, there's no chance. There's no way. Someone probably found it, saw what was inside, thought, ooh, this would be a good memento. but of course you'd be on your conscience that you stole from a little girl. Well, you wouldn't know that. But anyways, the bottom line is I got an email yesterday saying that they found it and they're I have to pay $35, but they're gonna ship it. We'll see if the jewelry's in there. I'll keep you posted on that one, dear listener. Robbins. Yeah, it was a great trip. What else can I talk about? I think I'm all talking trippy outy. What else has been happening? Oh, I almost got smoked by a driver yesterday. This is a right turn. And the dude was doing a left turn. I'm going down McGregor, heading south on McGregor, right? And I'm coming up to Mountain. If you know Mountain, there's that Safeway there. There's that video store that still sells porno tapes. I'm coming up to it. I'm doing my usual good speed. I'm doing like 57, 58, and a 50, which is totally fine. No cop's going to pull you over. That's respectable, excuse me. And there's a car coming up on the other, in the opposite direction, about the same distance from the light that has turned yellow. And I'm going straight, but this car has its indicator that's going to make a left turn crossing my lane, right? And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but you have to, I'm not slowing down for you to go. I'm catching this yellow light. It's obvious. Like, that's, I mean catching the yellow light so it's still yellow when you cross it. Do you ever do that? Do you ever keep, look at the light as you're crossing to see like, oh, am I crossing a red light? No, it's still yellow. Or like, ah, shit, it turned red at the last second. But believe me. So what do? If you're gonna make that turn, you wait for the final car to go by, and then you make your, even though it's red, you still make that left turn, correct? Correct. Well, this fucker, you can tell right off the bat, he didn't want to wait for me to cross, because he starts leaning into my lane. And I was like, what the hell? And I'm not stopping for this yellow, because A, I'm making the yellow. And B, I'm going to have to slam my brakes but this guy is like, he starts going, like, he's a bully driver where he's thinking, well, I'll make him stop. I'll make him slow down by like edging into his lane. So I'm not stopping. I don't take that kind of shit on the road. So he veers in early. You know how some drivers, if they want to make the turn, they'll do the left turn, but instead of going into the proper lane, they'll go into the oncoming lane just to make the turn and then go into the proper lane. This is all a long explanation, but holy shit. I was so close to smoking that guy, but I was totally in control. I was like, and of course they hit the horn as I'm going by, but at the same time I was like, what a fucking shit move. That happens everywhere. And we when we were in Aruba, we took a cab and this lovely, or Uber, I guess, and the Uber driver was so friendly. She was so nice. And just like, and just giving little honks here and there. I'm like, what was wrong with that? And she goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, you honked at that car. She's like, oh, that's a friendly honk. When we honk, it means we're friendly. I was like, what? That's unheard of. You just honk to be friendly? And she's just like, watch this. Beep, beep. And then the other car went beep, beep. And that was pretty hilarious. Friendly honking. Here it's more like stabby honking. If you honk it enough times, someone's gonna bust your nose. Robbins. I guess I should wrap it up. It's already 19 minutes of bullshit talking about my trip. You know what? I did write down. Here's my favorite things about the trip, the Royal Caribbean trip I had. So here are my top five things, or top six, or whatever. So the best parts about it was just having all the family together. We had the family together all at the same time. That was awesome. Teaching Sweet D to play backgammon, that's part of the whole, just my relationship with my family is now, it was strained with a lot of members, I have to admit, and now it just feels like reset, rebooted. I love them all, and I can't wait to see them. It's so great to have them all part of my life. The booze package. If you go get the booze package, I know it's expensive, but it's totally worth it, and especially because you feel like I think it's like $140 each day. So you want to make sure you drink. I think each drink, if you didn't have the booze package, is about $10 to $14. So you want to you got to have at least 10 drinks throughout the day. It's pretty easy to do since there are bars everywhere. The entertainment was awesome. The cruise director was a dude. He came out right away. We went to like the first comedian, and I left before the comedian went on because I thought the host was the comedian, and this guy just rubbed me the wrong way. He was so polished. He was making the most lame jokes, and unfortunately, he kept popping up at other entertainment shows. He was like if you can imagine, a poor man's, what's his name? The English, James Corden. He's like a poor man's James Corden, and I'm not kidding. He looked like him. He acted like him. Everything was, fantastic, fantastic. He would keep saying, yeah, baby. Like, that's not a term that's used enough. Ugh, he was horrible. And I felt so bad because, like, we ended up going to one show where he was the host, and I didn't know that, and I sat there just stone-faced in the fourth row just because I did not like the dude. Everyone else enjoyed him afterwards. Family members were saying he was funny. I did not find him funny. I wanted his face to melt off him. But anyway, but other than that, the entertainment was awesome. The staff was incredible. There's just a guy, when you go into the buffet, and he's just like, good morning, washy-washy. And they would, which was kind of weird, but you know, they want you to wash your hands before you go into which was nice to see that they would encourage people to wash up. He's like, washy washy, wash your hands, good morning, have a lovely day. And just like, how do you do that to everybody who's walking in for 4 hours or however long his shift is? Crazy. But just awesome, very fun. And of course, the other element that I really loved was having St. Patrick's Day on the boat. My niece was dancing for everyone. Of course, I told you about my mom. And it was just, it was crazy, it was great. Every night we closed down the bar, and the only one that was left open was the dance hall. And so we'd close down that, and they would stay open until everyone was gone. So I'm talking like 3:30 in the morning. The three things I did not like about this trip, the elevators. Oh yeah, the food, you know, I kind of get it. It was all right, it wasn't great. The elevators sometimes took a long time. It's crazy. And then there were so many kids, you'd get on and then all the buttons would be pressed, and you're like, oh my God. It's definitely for the rich, like they sell diamonds and watches and just all this. It's for the rich, which is kind of sad, but you don't have to be rich to do it, but it certainly helps. And the other weird thing about the bus, there are three places you can smoke. You can smoke in the casino, you can smoke on level 5 in this tiny little section off to the side of the boat, which is pretty cool, and then you can smoke on the floor 14 where the pools are, but they have it right by the kids' pool. And it's enclosed, but it's outside. So like, you smell it as soon as you get off the elevator, like, you know, all this stench. But I'm just like, why would they design it by the kids' pool? It was baffling. But other than that, it was wonderful. Great. Just all these little flaw designs. I was like, well, it's so good. But then that was really, I'm like, I don't get that at all. Anyway, back to reality here in Winnipeg. As I said, it's nice that the weather is, because when we flew in, it was so cold. I'm like, well, I know it's Winnipeg, but it's just our winter has been relatively mild, and now we're back into, like, it looks like double digits coming up. So I'm very excited. I'm kind of like, I want to get back into getting some interviews with the show. That's what it was supposed to be all about, and I haven't done it. I don't even think I've had one interview this year. And we're hitting April, so you can expect some of that. Feel free to join the Patreon, trying to get that going on a little bit more promotion on that. I don't know, just gonna have fun. Gonna do a lot of fun things on the show. And thanks for coming along with me. Really appreciate you listening to the show. Have a wonderful week. Come back on Friday for Friday Foreplay. There are so many albums by Winnipeg artists that I've been checking out lately. And also the Friday, obviously the Friday Foreplay theme song contest is over, but I'm going to extend it another month simply because, you know, I haven't been dropping episodes, and so and we'll update the prize pack for you. Drop off your entry at the Manitoba Money Shop Podcast at gmail.com. That's it. I'm done. Have a great week. I love you. Bye.